The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. And finally, we're also brought to you by Riffa. Riffa is your home for mini podcasts from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Subscribe to our Riffa channel today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffa. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffa. R-I-F-F-R. That's Riffa. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffa. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where my clients are heading towards their 95th month of transparent track profit, and we are looking to get there comfortably. You can still sign up here in the middle of the month. Obviously, you will only get half a month of service. But if we have a run like we've had so far this week in the NBA, it still will be worth doing. 28-6-1 run in the NBA this week. So hopefully we can carry that on for you. If you sign up this week, we're also making money in the tennis. We're making money in the soccer. And we're making money in the NHL and MLB as well. So there is still time to sign up, and it's still a good time to sign up as we look for our 95th month of transparent track profit. However, we are already well ahead of the curb already this month here over at lockbetting.com. To look at the P&L every month, all you need to do is go to the lockbetting.com website. If you just want to look at the previous month, look at the pinned tweet at SGP Soccer, the Twitter account I mentioned earlier, that's at SGP Soccer. Rolling on with the Bundesliga picks. I did not like the slate last week. I was a little bit hesitant to pick a lock. And in future shows, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to commit one unit to anything. I think I give out enough double locks on shows where I really like plays to compensate for that. I did that earlier on in the EPL. I made up for a lock that pushed last week in the EPL by giving you a weekend lock and a one-unit futures lock. So I'm not going to force the locks, especially not in the Bundesliga, because unfortunately, we have a situation here in the Bundesliga where nothing is on the line other than relegation places. We do have a minor tussle for Europa League football, but the title has been decided. It's Bayern Munich. The top four has been decided. Borussia Dortmund are not going to get into the Champions League. It is going to be RB Leipzig in second place, most likely, with Wolfsburg and Frankfurt taking the other two places. I don't think we realistically have a race for the top four. And then down the bottom, we obviously have a relegation race, but you don't want to be putting any kind of significant money behind relegation teams. So we are looking at a little bit of a dud. So it is going to be very difficult to not only pick locks out. Well, it wasn't just difficult last week, but it's going to be difficult picking stuff out moving forwards in terms of committing a full unit to anything with such low stakes on the line. I think we'll be just looking at games that present the best opportunity for a lot of goals. So you may be seeing some overs, but you may be having to lay some some chalk with that. So if we do commit to something for a unit, you may have to lay some chalk with that. And we're looking very close to the somewhere between the minus 150, minus 200 region, I would say, most likely, if we do feel like we have to force something, or we do feel like that something will definitely come to fruition, but it isn't priced outside of the minus 200 window. I think that's a better way of putting it. We'll begin here with this game between Union Berlin and Stuttgart. Union Berlin are available here at 6-5. It's 12-5 here on the draw, and it's 11-5 here on Stuttgart. Both of these teams have somewhat overperformed this season. I don't think anybody was expecting Union Berlin to even be in contention for European football. And as for Stuttgart, they just wanted to stay in this league after coming up. They've done way, way better than that. At one point this season, they had the best away record in the league. That's obviously faded away. But they've replaced that with a really solid home record in the second half of the season. I think there's a high possibility that this one could play out and be a draw. And obviously, that is a pick that's at plus 250. But there's significant data to support this pick. This Union Berlin team have only lost one of their 14 home games this season. However, they haven't necessarily been beating teams. They have won five of those games, lost one, and the other eight, so eight out of 14, more than half, have ended in draws. The Stuttgart team have only lost two of their last eight league meetings, so they've regained some form. And four of the last five meetings between these two teams have ended in draws. That is some very significant data, and I'm going to ride with that. I'm going to start here with a plus 250, 5-2 pick, and I'm going to take the draw here in the Union Berlin and Stuttgart game here in this one. Up next, we look at Augsburg versus Arminia Bielefeld. This is a more important game, I would say, to Arminia Bielefeld, who are trying to survive. Augsburg are bang in the middle of the table. They're not going any higher or lower than this, really, give or take one or two positions, but they would be insignificant either if they made that kind of movement anyway. Augsburg are the favourites here to win this game. They are available here at 6-4. Arminia Bielefeld are the 2-1 underdogs here to win this game. And we have the same price here of 2-1, which is available here for the draw. This one is difficult because Arminia Bielefeld's need here is greater to get something here from this game. However, Augsburg are the better side here in terms of league position. You just have to wonder what Augsburg's incentive is. Arminia Bielefeld's incentive is quite clear, which is to try and get something for this game in order to avoid those relegation places. I think they would be happy to come away here with a draw, and therefore, I think that they'll come up and set up defensively to try and stop Augsburg from winning this game and perhaps nick it late on. This Augsburg team, though, have only lost one of their last five home games, winning three times, whereas Arminia Bielefeld have collected just 10 points from 13 away games. The visitors have scored just four goals across their eight league games, so I don't fancy their chances of getting that goal. And perhaps if they are dominant in possession, Augsburg could be the ones to put Arminia Bielefeld in more trouble. But I'm relatively certain that this game goes under 2.5 goals, and that's going to be my play here. And that one is available at 4-6, minus 150 in this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Borussia Mönchengladbach and Eintracht Frankfurt. There's no separating these two teams here. It's 6-4 on Gladbach, the home team, 6-4 on Eintracht Frankfurt, and it is 11-4 here on the draw. I think this is what I was alluding to earlier on when I said that I may be looking at goals here, and this is a game that I certainly think could deliver goals. I think it could see both teams scoring, which is obviously a frequent occurrence in Frankfurt games. But I also think it could go over the 2.5 goals here, and you'd have to collaborate those two selections in order to get anything of value. As for looking for a game winner here, despite the fact they have one foot into the Champions League, I think that Eintracht Frankfurt will continue winning. They got themselves a big win against Wolfsburg last week, and I think they could win this game. I don't think Gladbach can realistically get into Europe at the moment. There are far too many teams ahead of them. This has been a disastrous season for Gladbach ever since they exited the Champions League, whereas Frankfurt have lost only one of the last 16 league games. Gladbach have lost five of the last six games at home. And both teams have scored in 24 of Frankfurt's 28 league fixtures. Now, the both teams to score here is bang on the 1-2 minus 200. So the over in itself is also available at 1-2. So both selections here available at 1-2 minus 200. And collectively putting those two together, you do get it at 5-6 minus 120. For me, that's really the only way to play this. I do think that we'll see goals. And if I was to have a lean on who would win, then I would just head towards Frankfurt because they've had the better season. Gladbach, realistically, have got nothing to play for. And this team are very, very close to securing Champions League football and putting Dortmund out of the Champions League. But both teams to score with the over 2.5 goals at 5-6 seems like the best way to play this particular game tomorrow. Up next, we look at the game between Freiburg and Schalke, where Freiburg are available at 3-4. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 7-2 on Schalke. This one confused me a little bit because I'm not seeing why Freiburg here are priced up at 3-4. I do think that is some decent value. Now, this isn't something where I want to put a unit behind a team like Freiburg because they do lack some consistency, but they're a team that will definitely be playing Bundesliga football next season, and Schalke have nothing to play for because not only will they not be playing Bundesliga, they are going down with a pitiful number of points. This team are winless in 13 away league games, losing 9 of them. And this Freiburg team have conceded in 11 of the last 14 home games. So even they could concede to Schalke, but they have won 6 of their last 9 home league games. So that, I think, was the confusing stat. This is a team that have had a good season, and their good season have been carried by their home form. This is a formality that Schalke are going to go down. They're just playing for respect. But Freiburg would feel awful, I think, if they didn't win this game. Look, they've won 6 out of the last 9 at home, which means they've beaten better teams than Schalke. And although Schalke, another way of looking at the 13 being winless in 13 away league defeats, is the fact that they've lost 9 of those. So 4 teams in the Bundesliga have failed to beat Schalke this season. But I don't think Freiburg will be one of them. I think they'll win this game. Even if they don't win this game, I don't think that you've really made a monumental mistake playing it. This price is very, very generous, given the data, given the fact that Freiburg have won 6 out of the last 9, and the fact that Schalke have lost 9 out of 13. The concerning fact is that Freiburg have conceded in 11 of those 14 home matches, so you probably will be needing this team to score a couple. But if they can keep a clean sheet against anybody, I guess that would be Schalke, the poorest team in the Bundesliga this season by a mile. But this is a simple pick, Freiburg on the money line here in this one. Up next, we look at what is the game of the week here. It is between Wolfsburg and Bayern Munich. Wolfsburg here are available at 5-2. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 5-6 on Bayern Munich. I think for me, the autoplay here is to take Wolfsburg to avoid a defeat. Now, we understand that Bayern Munich had that very positive result without Robert Lewandowski initially when they won away to Leipzig. And I think that's kind of skewed people. It skewed me because I thought that Bayern Munich would win the first leg against PSG. They did not. They did win the second leg against PSG at PSG. But PSG have done that a lot throughout the season in the Champions League. They haven't been great at home. They've been very, very good counter punchers away from home. That's where they won away to Barcelona. That's where they won away to Manchester United, but they lost at home to Manchester United in the Champions League. And they drew 1-1 against Barcelona in a game that Barcelona dominated in Paris. And of course, just coming off that 1-0 defeat against Bayern. So to PSG, it has struggled at home. Whereas this Bayern Munich team, I don't quite know what to make of them without Robert Lewandowski. They certainly have still been creating chances. They created plenty of chances against PSG, but they haven't been able to penetrate. That 1-0 win against Leipzig was a good result, but obviously poor result losing 3-2 at home to PSG. And then last week, the 1-1 draw against Union Berlin. This league title race could have got tight had Leipzig won tonight. And had Leipzig won tonight and got it back to 2 points, I would have been a little bit more worried about Bayern. And I would think Bayern would have got themselves together, looked to bounce back from the Champions League exit, and would have ended Wolfsburg's unbeaten home record. But I think Wolfsburg can come away with this unbeaten record intact. And I think that's going to be my pick here. I think I'm going to take Wolfsburg on the double chance market. Unbeaten at home, as I said, they won 9 of those 13 games, drawing 4. Bayern have won just half of their visits to the top 8. So this hasn't been a season where Bayern have been as consistent away from home, but they haven't needed to be because they'll still win the title. But I think the key factor here is the visitors are without Robert Lewandowski. I'm not sure I'd even take them in this spot if they did have him, because Leipzig, as I said, haven't reduced it down to 2 points. Bayern Munich are still the significant leaders here in the league. I think a draw would be a decent result for them, given that this team are unbeaten this season. And I just don't see them taking enough chances here to win this game. Look, Wolfsburg could win this game. Wolfsburg have won 9 of their 13 games at home this season. This is a team that will be playing Champions League football next season. So you can't just look at this and think this is a automatic bounce back from Bayern Munich. It is so weird to talk about a bounce back. They're bouncing back from an away win in PSG. But of course, the way the tie was set up, the Bayern Munich team needed to win that game by 2 clear goals, or of course win by the same scoreline as PSG to force extra time. Of course, 4-3 would have taken Bayern Munich through. And there were enough chances in that game to have a lot more goals than one. I was surprised with the 1-0 scoreline. And as I said, under normal circumstances, that would be a good result for Bayern Munich. One thing that does concern me is, despite the fact they've struggled without Robert Lewandowski, they have actually now amassed a 100% record away from home, winning both games 1-0 against RB Leipzig and PSG. And they are two quite good scalps to pick up. So that one for me is slightly concerning. But I do think there'll be an element of deflation here with this team. I think they already knew that they were going to win the Bundesliga off the back of winning that game away to RB Leipzig. And I think they really, really had their main focus was around trying to remain and retain the Champions League. But look, that's a lot more difficult to do than the bookies had it when they had Bayern Munich as the short favourites at the start of the season. And as we saw this team conceding goal after goal after goal, that very, very quickly changed to City being installed as favourites. But Bayern Munich was still always hovering around that 5-2, 3-1 mark. And I still thought that was short. I categorically kept saying throughout the season, this team won't retain the Champions League just purely based on their defensive performances. And it's just in general, that is a tough, tough thing to do. Only Real Madrid have managed to achieve it in recent years, and they did it back to back as well. And I think that achievement now gains a lot more weight and notoriety when you see how a team like Bayern and others have really struggled to do that. So I think that staying on this game, Wolfsburg can pick something up, and at even money I will take them here on the double chance market. Last game on Saturday is Leverkusen versus Cologne, where Leverkusen are available at 4-6. It's 3-1 to draw, and it's 4-1 on Cologne. Cologne are a team who are absolutely fighting for their lives here. They're trying to stay in the Bundesliga. They've had a horrible run, which has seen them drop into the relegation zone. They should be good enough to get out of this. On paper, they're a far better team than Arminia Bielefeld, but at the moment, the league position doesn't reflect that. As for Leverkusen, they've had a disastrous season. They should be playing in the Champions League. They, like Borussia Dortmund, are not going to be in the Champions League, and that's because Leverkusen have only won 4 of their last 16 league games after having such a good start to the season. And just before the winter break. They lost their unbeaten record. That was unbelievable. This team got all the way to December unbeaten, and they lost in the 95th minute to Bayern. And after Christmas, they just didn't come back the same team. And obviously, that's indicative of the fact they've won 14 of the last 16 league games. And also, they've only kept two clean sheets in those 16 outings. So Cologne will be more than capable of scoring here. Whether they'll be able to get the vital win or even take anything from this game is another matter. But I do think they'll be able to find a net. Cologne have failed to score in just one of their last six matches. So I'm expecting a high scoring game here in this one, with both teams finding the net. And that is simply going to be my only selection here for this game. Both teams to score here is available at 10 to 11. It's 10 to 11, yes. It's 10 to 11, no. And I think there's significant value in taking the yes, especially when you look at Leverkusen's defensive record here in the second half of the season. We're just going to touch on the Sunday game here. The game between Mainz and Hertha Berlin has been postponed, so there is only one more game to cover. It's Borussia Dortmund at home to Werder Bremen, where Dortmund here are available at 2-5. It's 17-4 here on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Werder Bremen. I think a lot of what I just said for Leverkusen is applicable here to Borussia Dortmund as well. Both teams finding the net here is available at 5-6. So it is slightly shorter, but there is a lot of supporting data here for it as well. This Borussia Dortmund team looked like they were sorting themselves out defensively at the end of last season. But here again this season, they have let in a plethora of goals. And they often play particularly poorly in the first half. There have been a number of occasions where Borussia Dortmund have conceded the first goal of the game. So particularly at home. So I think that could be something to look towards here as well, in terms of Werder Bremen being able to avoided defeat, at least in the first half. Werder Bremen plus 0.5, so Werder Bremen to not be losing at half time is available at plus money at 21-20. I do like that play, but overall I do like the play on both teams to score here at 5-6. I don't see Borussia Dortmund keeping a clean sheet, however I do see them winning this game. I do see them grinding out a positive result to maybe put some pressure on Eintracht Frankfurt if Borussia Mönchengladbach do them a favour. But look, if Borussia Mönchengladbach, who's one of the tougher games in the Frankfurt running, don't do them a favour here, don't do Borussia Dortmund a favour, or if Bayern Munich don't do them a favour against Wolfsburg, if both of those teams come away from this weekend unscathed, then it doesn't matter what Dortmund do on Sunday. It's game over. It's game over anyway. I'm just clutching at straws. I'm looking for something to root for. I'm looking at something that's going to generate some interest in the final weeks of the Bundesliga. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case. And look, you guys, this was put to a vote. Serie A, La Liga, or Bundesliga? What league did you want me to cover? You all picked, well, not all of you, but the vote did indicate the Bundesliga. Now look what we're missing out on. We're missing out on an incredible title race in La Liga between Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Atletico Madrid. Look at the prices of the teams there to win the league. You've got Real Madrid as the favourites at 6-4. You've got Barcelona at 13-8. And you've got Atletico at 7-4. You put $40 on the Real Madrid to win 60, $100 overall. You put $40 on Barcelona and you end up winning 105, so a 65 profit. And of course, with Atletico Madrid, 40 to win 70, 110 overall, a $70 profit. There's a $5 gap, $5 gap, whatever currency you want to use, between all of those teams, and it's priced differently at different books. That's how tight it is. And we're not covering that here on the Soccer Gambling podcast. We are covering Bundesliga. I would like to put that back to a vote again next season, because I really don't see a title race here next season, especially if Dortmund don't keep hold of Haaland. So if you want to get all of my content where I am covering La Liga and Serie A and all the European leagues, then check out the European show. That podcast is exclusively to lockbetting.com. That is not a betting package. You can get a podcast pack without having to get any package with any kind of picks. It's just $10 a month. That works out to $2.50 a week to get all of the shows for the European show every single week over at lockbetting.com. Closing out with the lock here on this show, I'm going to go for both teams to score with the over 2.5 goals in the Frankfurt Gladbach game here. It's available at 10 to 11. I don't see why this wouldn't cash. 24 out of 28 Frankfurt games have seen both teams scoring. Gladbach have made a little recovery in front of goal since being knocked out 2-0 by Manchester City in the second leg. They won away to Schalke 3-0, were 2-0 winners at home to Freiburg, and then had a 2-2 draw away to Hertha Berlin. So in those games, they have conceded 3 goals in 3, but most importantly, they have put 7 goals in the net in the last 3 games, and we all know how free-scoring Frankfurt are as well. So that is going to be the lock here for this show. That's it for me in this edition of the Bundesliga show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.